We are Masechet Shabbat Daf Mem Tet, starting on the Amud New Mishnah. Arba Asar Shechalio B'Shabbat. So now if Shabbos is Erev Pesach, okay, so Arba Asar Shechalio B'Shabbos, the 14th of Pesach is Shabbos. Shabbos is more, but like I think this coming year, isn't it? This year, right? Yeah. This coming year, right?
This year.
Yeah. Motzei Shabbos will be Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
So this is very practical, right? So Arba Asar Shechalio B'Shabbat, Machloket Tanaim. Ma'avir et hakol ibnei Shabbat remarried. Man says you burn everything. Ma'avir et hakol. Look at Rashi there. Bain chulin, bain truma. Chutz michedei achilato l'Shabbat. Other than the food you need for Shabbos, you keep that beside aside. Aval kol ma she'atid devayer yivayer. Whatever you got to burn, you burn now. Right? That's what the Rebbe. Chachamim amrim bizmano. Chachamim say now bizmano. What does it mean bizmano? You mevayer all the chometz, right? When you normally do it, in other words, Erev Pesach, but it's Shabbos. So it seems like a difficult one over here. How do you say what you do it on Shabbos? No. Rabbi Eliezer seems to give some sort of a compromise over here. He says, Truma, midifnei Shabbos, look at Rashi, she'enu yachol la'achila lo lezarim, v'lo lebehemot zarim, v'lehashrota yivshar. So maybe Chachamim say that the Havaraya is not actually lighting a fire, but you destroy it in other ways, obviously, right? You can't burn it, you can do some sort of other, because that's what the Rashi says over here. But then it says that the Trumi for Shabbos, because yet you can't give it to Goyim to eat, or to Zarim or on Kohanim, but all about him, you can't feed it to animals or on Kohanim animals either. Or Ashotayev, you can't even eat it. About Chulin, Ein Tzarik Leva'er, Ela Bizmano, you can get rid of it without having to burn it. Basically, hand it out to people to eat. And the achile is the havara. We've seen this before, right? Machloke between whether you have to do havara at burning or whether you can get rid of the chometz in any other form. Kasatania, we got a bright Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok komer, pamachat shabbat b'yavne. Once it happened that my father spent Shabbos in Yavne. Rashi says, yeah, nishtahe sham shabbat achat, he spent over Shabbos in Yavne. V'chal arba asar b'Shabbos, like Al Yona, and Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Uva Zunin, Memuneh Shabbin Gamliel, and Zunin, who was the guy in charge there, v'amar, higia et lever et hachametz, v'alachti achar abba, went with my father, u'bi'arnu et hachametz. So we see over here that they paskened aloche exactly, I was going to say exactly like Rabbi Meir, but... not quite sure now anymore if that beer was actually Erev Yom, Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos itself. What, has anybody got any ideas there? B'chad Shabbat, Abba V'yavne, V'chala B'asadu B'Shabbat, V'azuni M'mari Abba, Higiyat L'va'er L'chametz, Dachtech Abba, U'bi'anu L'chametz. It's so simple. So we've seen how he had the Sfat Emet gives a suggestion that he wants to improve Lak Chachamim from when Zunin said over here that Higia ate Lover Erachomet. Now came the time, this is Mulak Chachamim, the time only started now, wasn't on Shabbos. We also saw over here at the Halocha, the Rif, Paskins like Chachamim on Shabbos, but the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin like Rabbi Meir, that you will get rid of all your chomets before Shabbos, except what you want for the Sudot on Shabbos, that you leave behind and you eat on Shabbos, and then that's in the new Mishnah. All these things, all these mitzvahs, you're gonna shet your Pesach, or you're gonna organize a suda for Miller for your son to bless your son, or you're getting engaged and you're going to your father-in-law's house to eat the suda. Now all of this takes place. Look at Rashi. Olech ba'arba'a, so you're going on the 14th. So Erev Pesach, you're getting all excited. And you're going to organize a bris, or you're going to a suda, some sort of mitzvah. Im yachol lachzol v'er lachzol mitzvato yachzir v'yaver. So the Talmud Mishnah says, if you're able to go home now, right? Rashi says there should be enough time. Then you can go home and burn your chometz, get rid of your chometz, and then come back and carry on the mitzvah. Do that. V'im lav mevatlo belibon. If you can't do that, then just do bitul belev. Have kavonet mevatel. We see already that midoraita, that's enough. And Rashi actually says that yevatel belibo v'lo yachzor, and don't go back afilu yeshahot, even if you got a bit of time, right? Don't, right? The midoraita sagle bitul ba'alma. Okay, so that's what he says over there. Now, sorry. So that's not it. So the first example of the Mishnah is, if you've got time, go back. If you haven't got time, don't go back. Then another set of circumstances. Latzil mina nochrim. Now, you are, Rashi says here, latzil nochrim et yishol anirafim, you're being chased by goyim. Umina nahar, or there's a river about a flood, I suppose. Umina listim, or they're ganovim, they're cooks there. Umina lake, there's a fire. Umina mapolet, or an avalanche of some kind. In all these examples, yavatam libo, even in yachzoy, even it's time to go back. You don't take chances. Why? Because he has a doraita, it's good enough to do bitul belev. Velishbot shvitat harashut. Now, lishbot, what does it mean? Rashi says, Yashaya olech lachshich al ha-tchum. If you wanted to go to be at a place in the tchum Erev Shabbos, because you wanted to cause it, you want to create an Erev Tchumin. Right? We're all experts in that, right? You want to create an Erev Tchumin. And that, in a Friday afternoon, you walk in there, it's Erev Pesach, and you remember you got chumetz, so that's not a good enough reason. Right? That's not a good enough reason. Yachzor miyad, you leave the tchumin and you go back straight away and you do the grashi over here. Shia olech lachshich al tchum liknot peshvita sham kdei shielo miksham ulhalen alpaim lelech lemachar sham ledavar rashut. It was for davar rashut. You wanted to get a tchum, so you have extra 2,000 amos to walk tomorrow on Shabbos. You don't do that. Yachzor miyad, about liknot shvita mitzvah. But he says here, Rashi, if it was a mitzvah, for example, kegon shelech machar chutz tchum lebet avel. If you read that you were going to make a tchum Shabbos, wasn't just tamar reshut because you wanted to go to your wife for a nice long walk, but you had to go tomorrow to a beit avel or to a beit hamishteh for a reason that was coming to get married or whatever the case, the sheva brochas. So that's already a mitzvah, and that's like the first category. And then if you've got time, go back. If you haven't got time, then you just do bittul. Then you do bittul balev. V'chein mishi yatzam Yerushalayim. Also, so likewise says the Mishnah, a person who's leaving Yerushalayim now, this is Lav Davka Pesach, v'niskar sheyesh b'yado basar kodesh, he's taking a bit of, got some kochi meat, some shlamim in his pocket, right? And he hasn't eaten the shlamim. Rashi says, sheyesh b'yado basar kodesh, imo baderech v'nifsal b'yotzeh, as soon as you take out of Yerushalayim, it's going to be yotzeh, because he says, yashem mechitzat kochim kalim, lak shlamim, the kla'im are called the chomot Yerushalayim. So we could, let's say, chatat or something like that, the actual walls of the Beit HaMikdash, you can't get out of. But shlamim, kochim kalim, pesach, and stuff like that, leaving the Yerushalayim, the city walls, that causes a problem. If you remember that, so then look what it goes on. Now it would depend. Imavart sofim, if you're very past sofim, sofim is the landmark. Rashi Hashem Kfar is the name of a village. Sheachol yot Beit HaMikdash, you can see the Beit HaMikdash from there, right? Sorfobim, come on, you burn it in this where you are now. Veloitrichu lachzor shash, you have to go back. Vim lav, if you haven't got there yet, then choser v'sorfol, if ne'abira me'atzah maracha, go back to the right place in Yerushalayim. If you haven't walked so far up until this town of Tzofim, so then go back and burn it properly. So now the question of Adkama hen chosrin, right? How much do you have to have, how much food do you have to have in your pocket to be able to go back? So Rabbi Meir Omer Zeva Zeba Kabeitza. Meir says both chomets and both kochim is in the kabeitza. Rabbi Rashi Zeva Zeh Chametz to Amar Nael Veniska Sheesh Do Chametz Abeitza. You got chomets at home or Basa Kodesh Imos. Either you got chomets at home or you got a bit of meat in your pocket. Both of them says Rabbi Meir Kabeitza. Rabbi Omer Zeva Zeba Kazait. Rabbi says good enough a kazait even less. Right? Look at Rashi there. Aval. So with regard to being married, he says kibaitza, but pachot gabe chametz yevatel belibo. If you got less than a kibaitza chometz, just to be till belev, but gabe basar kodesh, so and you got less than a baitza of meat burning your place. Rabbi Yehuda says zev zev bekazayit. He says chachamim say basar kodesh bekazayit. So they're more machmir on kodesh and a chometz bekibaitza. If you got chometz, you need a kibaitza. So a bigger amount of chometz, a small amount of kochim, kodesh to chachamim, and it seems like that would be the halacha. I don't see halacha anywhere over here. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? But then it's got chacham in the picture. So give me halacha there, please, somebody. Anybody got halacha there? I can carry in the meantime. Raminu, Gemara's a kasha now in this Mishnah. The Mishnah said, haolech, right? The Mishnah said, haolech lechol sudat erusim beit chamiv. Velishbot shvitat harashut. Sorry, the brighter says, haolech lechol shel erusin bebeit chamiv. You're going to have a sudat erusin. Or lishbot shvitat harashut, or to go and have a reshut to make a tchumin there. Yachzor miyad. Now, our Mishnah made a distinction between mitzvah erusin and a reshut. The Erusin, it said, do bitul if you had enough time, go back. If you're not, then do bitul belayt. And when it came to Rashut, he said, go back immediately. For here, the Mishnah, the Brighter, seems to couple the two together and says, irrespective of whether it's a Shudat Erusin or it's a Rashut, you go back immediately. So I'm Rav Yochanan lo kashya, Harabi Yehuda, Harabi Yossi. So it depends. Rav Yehuda says you go back, and Rav Yossi says that you would stay. So it appears that Rav Yossi is more like the Talmud Mishnah, the Tanya. We got a Brighter, Sudat, Erusin, Rashut, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Erusin is a Rashut. Rabbi Yehuda says Erusin is a Rashut. A Sudat Erusin. There's no mitzvah contra Rabbi Yehuda to actually have a Sudat Erusin. A Sudat Nesuin, a Sudat Kiddushin, but not a Sudat Erusin. And Rabbi Yossi says it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, okay, Vahashta, Amrav Chizda Machloket, Besuda Shnia, Vabesuda Rishona, Dibrakom Mitzvah. But that's all very nice, according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is a machloke with regards to Suda Shnia. Look at Rashi there. Suda Shnia, kachu derech ha-chatanim. La'achar Suda Erusin, he says, this is what's common, that the chatanim have two Sudas. The first Suda is Suda Erusin, and then after the Erusin, chozeru meshage sivlonot la'arusato v'soed sham. Then they go and give gifts. And then they have a second Suda. So we understand that with regards to the second Suda, that's a Suda Trashut. But the first Suda, what does he say, is a Suda Mitzvah. Afilu Taima says, Dibakol Mitzvah. Afilu Taima, Hava Harab Yudav and Lokashi. The one says, no problem. You can still say that in both cases, both the Bright and the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Suda Rishona, Hava Suda Shnia. Then it would make sense that the first Suda, which is Suda Mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda would say that if you got time, go back, I'll do it to believe. And the second Suda, which is a Suda Trashut, Rabbi Yehuda said, you go back immediately and leave the Suda and rather go do Bitul Chometz. Okay? The Gemara doesn't agree. The Gemara is a Brighter which is cholek on that. Of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati ele sudat erusin v'lo sivlonot. Rabbi Yehuda says, I've never heard such a thing. Where do you come with the second Suda from? Look at Rashi. Ani lo shamati shte mitzvah ele sudat erusin levada v'lo sudat savlut. Not even that. Rashi says, ya sivlonot is doronot. Kelim name, you bring nice dishes and pots and pans to your fiance. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ani shamati erusin v'sivlonot. Seems like, yeah, the Rabbi Yehuda hasn't got such an opinion. Whatsoever. No, I've never heard such a thing. So how can you say, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, such a thing. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. So now we've finished that, Machlok. So it seems basically that the answer would be like Machlok Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and not Rabbi Yehuda himself. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, call Suda Sha'en Esha Mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon is like, there's any Suda which is not a Suda Mitzvah. Okay? Ein Talmid Chacham Rashai Lenot. Now we're getting sidetracked completely, and I'm warning you now. There's some scary stuff coming up. Okay, this is censored. Anybody who's not over the age of, how old are you, the youngest person? Yeah, 25. Shouldn't listen to this. Okay, so it says like this. Tanya Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, call Suda Sha'en Esha Mitzvah and Talmid Chacham Rashai not be mena. Kegon Ma'at, wants to give us some examples of a Suda not a Suda Mitzvah. Sham Yochanan Kegon Bat Kohen Li Israel. Hear that? All your Kohanim here. Come marry your daughters to Israel. It's not a Suda Mitzvah. Ubat Talmid Chacham la'am ha'aretz. And a Talmid Chacham, come marry his daughter to an Am ha'aretz. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why? Rabbi Yochanan says, Bat Kohen Israel, ein zivugan ole yafe. He says, if a Bat Kohen marries Israel, it's not going to end up good. Right? Look at Rashi, but mazel tov. Not going to have good mazel. This. Now, I don't think we're passing a locher like this. I haven't heard anybody who's forbidden a Kohen daughter marrying a Israel. Okay, so even though Rabbi Yochanan said it, I don't think that it applies to us today. So someone says, Mahi. So what is the story over here? What will be the outcome, says Rashi? What will be? You say, won't be a good zivug? What will it be? So I'm Rav Chisda, or Almana, listen to this terrible stuff, or Almana, or she become a widow, or Grusha, or divorcee, or Zera, or she won't have children. Rashi says, Kidichtiv, he quotes a pasuk, Ubat Kohen Kitiela Ishzar. He says, the pasuk there says, Bat Kohen, when she marries an Ish Zahar, not a Kohen. The Samichlan nearby, the pasuk says, Bat Kohen ki tiye, amanal grusha vazera ein la. Quite from Smichlan Psukim, there's a limit in the Psukim there that it says once or twice. Like but Manitan in the Brighter, he says, we learn Kovra or Kovarto, or maybe Atori de Aniyut. That either he'll bury her, or she'll bury him, or they'll become poor. Look at Rashi Aviyah, or Kovra belozman before the right time. Right, so the Gemara says, how can it be? If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I would say, she tasher yidabek bazaro shel Aaron. Rabbi Yochanan said, how can it be? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who told us, you want to get rich, marry a Kohen's daughter. It's actually a school for wealth. Right? So how can you tell us here that if you marry a Kohen's daughter, it's not going to end up well? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says it himself. You want to get rich, you'd back to marry Aaron's kol shechenat shetorah v'kunah me'ashatan. He says, how much more so, he says, the Torah and the kunah will make you rich. So what says, lo kashya, haba talmid chochem haba ama aretz. Still make a difference. If a Kohen's daughter marries a talmid chochem, that's a good zivuk. A Kohen's daughter marries a talmid aretz, that's looking for trouble. Look at Rashi over here. Talmid chacham, right? Hu shevach lo. Aval ama aretz v'eino Kohen genai hu lo l'aron v'ninashim. If Aaron's dynasty are going to marry Aratzim, that's not, Aaron doesn't get excited about that, and that's not going to end up well. But if Aaron's children are going to marry Talmidei Chachamim, so that would be very, very nice. Right? And the Gemara brings some sources over here. My say, Rabbi Yeshua Nasiv Kahanta. Right? Listen to this. Rabbi Yeshua married a Bat Kohen. Okay? Chalash got a bit sick. Amar, he says, I can see over here, lo nichelei l'Aaron. He thought, Aaron isn't happy with me. The idbak v'zare, the havelei chatanekia, and he's got a chatan like me. Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yeshua says that Aaron wasn't excited. He's got a chatan like him. Rav Idi bar Avi nasiv kahant, Rav Idi bar Avi married a kohen. Nafku minei trei b'nei smicha, and on the contrary, two bigger doilim, b'nei smicha, smicha, came out of Shasha b'rei Rav Idi, Rav Yeshua b'rei Rav Idi. So Amar Papa said, Ilo nesivna kahanti, if I married a kohen, but kohen, lo i'atri, I would become so rich. Listen to this, Amar Kahana. Ilo nesivna kahanti, if I married a kohen, but kohen, lo gala, would we have run away into galut? Now there's a story over here, and I think Rashi actually brings the story, lo galai, and he says over here, lo galai, so Amulo says, 1 second, they said to him, Bahala makom Torah, but you went to go into Torah. So he says to him, yes, but not like normal people got into Ganshay. Look at Rabbi Chanan, says, Aviyam Rabbi Kahana, you don't receive a kant, look like Masid Rav Kahana, first by Gozel Batra. He says, Kishamte, Kuelu Gavre, Varek Israel. He killed somebody, Rav Kahana killed somebody, he had run away to Israel. He killed somebody, there's a whole story there, we learned this Gemara, where he, was a Moser was going to give money or something, and I was going to the story, was something he was going to give over something to the Goyim. And Rav Kahana killed him, and then ran away to Eretz Yisrael. But he seems to say that he was zoche to survive this because he was married to a kohen. Now separate discussion. I'm not sure if it's in the back of Rabbi Kahana, but anybody from our Mishnah as well, anybody who has hana'a from a suda, he says, which is not a suda mitzvah, a suda reshut, Nosov Goli will end up having to run away into Galut, Shneemar, Vochlim, Karim, Mitzon, Vagalim, Mitoch, Mirbak, Vichtiv, Lachenata, Yiglub, Rosh Golim. I don't know. Okay. We're not going to get that. Okay, Tarabanan, brighter. Call Talmid Chacham, Marbi, Sudato, Bechom, Makom, any Talmid Chacham. Call Talmid Chacham, who's Marbi, Sudata, who eats too much, who's a glutton. Bechom, Makom, anywhere, any place, any time. Sof, Machrib, in the end, will destroy his house. Gluttony will cause destruction. The Gemara says, "Ume almanishto," and will cause his wife to become a widow. "Ume yatemet gozalav," and will cause his children to become orphans. "V'talmudo mishtakach men," and you'll forget his Torah. "Umachlokot rabot ba'otlav," and there are plenty machloket. "V'dvarav enam nishmaim," and people won't listen to him. "Umechalel shem shamayim." V'shem rabo v'shem aviv, u'bechalel shem shamayim, and his parents and his teachers. V'gorem shem ra lo levanav, and he'll cause himself bad to his name for him and his children. U'levanei and his grandchildren, at sof korot, forever he'll be known about as a bad guy. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what will be called? So Amrabaya karulei bar machim tanuri. Rav Amar Bar Markid Bei Kochavi, Rav Papa Amar Bei Melachich Pinchi, you can see the translation, Rav Shame Amar Bar Machre, all different types of things. But just, I wanted to go into the Rashi over here. He says, yeah, Ma'al Melit Ishto, it doesn't really mean that his wife, that he will die and his wife become a widow. Rashi says, yeah, Shemevakesh Limudo, he'll want to learn, V'yev Sharlo, he won't be able to because he won't have any money, but Golel Mazon, you have to run around looking for food, but Ishto Ba'al Manot Chayot, his wife will live as a widow, and so to his children. He says he offers his children. Basically, he'll eat them out of house and home, as the expression goes. He won't have any money. He'll have to run around to try and find money, and he'll abandon his house. Right? But Talmudom mishtakach she'en asuk lachzor alav. He won't be able to learn Torah because he's busy looking for food. Umachlokot rabot bot alav, he'll be in machloket. Machmat she'shachach Talmudom, because he's forgotten his Torah. Oh, a kafot shemekif matnunin lesudotav. That, oh, I think because he owes so much money on what he's borrowed to, like mortgage, I think, for his suddas. Right? And Karula, they called him, his children, Markin, Rechavi, Kederech, Aleitzanim, like the jokers, Shemesachakinum, Rakdin, Bechanuyot, Lashkotan, Besachran. Like, you know, you've got these jugglers on the streets and that. Right? Or Melachich, Paniche, Karot, of Bel, Mach, Rav, Mekapel, Levusho, Verovets, a guy, a folder of clothes. Viashen Kach, Derech, Mistakrin, Elum, Aspik, Lelech, Lebeitov, Lishkava, Mitato, they haven't got ability to go sleep in their beds. Elum, Mekapel, Levusho, Tachta, they fold his clothes and need to go sleep in the streets. Okay, basically, you're becoming impoverished.
He says, a taiva motzi et adam min
ha'olam.
Which is basically what this is all about.
Exactly, yes, koach, yes.
A taiva, right, but it's not only food. It's any gluttonous, any gluttony.
Okay, all right, yeah, you're right. Tell me, Rabbanan, lo'olam yim kor adam ko ma sheyesh lo. May sell whatever you got. That's how sought after Bat Talmid Chacham is. You've got to sell whatever you got to marry her. She'im mate, listen to this. She'im mate or goli, if he should go to Beda or get sent into exile, Muvtach lo shebanav Talmid Chachamim. Why? Because his father will be a Talmid, father-in-law will be a Talmid Chacham. So look after him, because at the end of the day, the daughter's going to live with her father, and the children will grow up in their grandfather's house with Talmid Chacham. Val yisa bat amaret, and don't marry the daughter of an amaret. She'im mate or goli, because if God forbid he gets dies or whatever, then banav amaratzim, he told him become amaratzim, because he'll live with his grandfather's amaret. Tarabanan lo olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bat talmid chacham adia v'yasi bitot, and she also married daughter of to a talmid chacham. Mashal says le'in ve'agefen ve'in ve'agefen. That's what we say, you know, ve'in ve'agefen, double in ve'agefen. Davar na'eh mitkabel. If he's a Talmid Chochem and he marries his daughter to a Talmid, to a Batav, to a Bet of a Talmid Chochem, then it's in Ve'agef, in Ve'agef, and that's a Davar Na'e Umit Kabel. That's something beautiful. Ve'lo Yisa Bat Amaret, Mashal in Ve'agefen, Be'in Ve'asne. Right? Then you have the bush and the Gefen. Right? Davar Cha'ur. And together to something which is not the most desirable. Gemorik Ve'an Umit Kabel. Okay, Vladimir Kabel. Rashi's over here, Leshomim. Right? In other words, the people aren't going to be too excited to hear about all of that. Ketar Rabbanan, Olam Yimkor Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo. So the third writer now. You sell whatever you've got. V'yisa Bat and Remeri Bat Talmid Chacham. Lo Matza Bat Talmid Chacham. Now, the Gemara gives you some orders here, some hierarchy. So you can't find a Bat Talmid Chacham. And when they say sell whatever you've got, when the writer says it, sell whatever you've got, what exactly, I'm not 100% sure what it means. Why is all of you got? What, you pay a la bola? You got to give a, what's a la, you know, in the African tribes, a nadunya. You got to bring a big nadunya to the wedding. I'm not sure why you got to sell whatever you got, but maybe. Okay? So, let me call down, call my sheyesh to, v'yisa bat tamid chacham. Lo matza bat, you can't find a bat tamid chacham, v'yisa bat gedolei hador. Right? Now, Rashi obviously comes to this, to our rescue here. Because in our lexicon, Gedolei Hador or Talmidei Chachamim. Or Talmidei Chachamim. So what does he mean? But if you can't find a Bat Talmid Chacham, marry a Bat Gedolei Hador, the elders of the greatest of the generation. So he says, Anshei Maaseh V'Tzadikim. Lav Davke Talmidei Chachamim, but people who are obviously looking after the Tzibur, Tzadikim, righteous people. Lo Matzah Bat, you don't find a daughter of Tzad, Yisah Bat Rashay Knesiot. Right? Then you should marry from Rashay Knesiot. So when he says over here again, Rashay Knesiot, I don't want to talk about heads of shoes, I don't know. Lo matza bat Rashay Knesiot, you saw bat Gabay Tzedaka. Then you should marry somebody who follows the Gabay Tzedaka. Rashi says, why Gabay Tzedaka? He says, she'en m'manin ele imken tovimu ne'manin. Now, what appoint is a Gabay Tzedaka, person who's responsible for looking after the money that's being collected in the town, unless you're a good guy and you're honorable, you're a trustworthy person. At least you can't find a Talmid Chacham. Marry yourself off to marry a daughter of a Gabay Tzedaka. Lo matza bat Gabay Tzedaka. You can't find such a daughter. Yisa bat melam de tinoka. You need to find somebody who teaches children Torah, like a nursery school teacher. Like teaches Torah. Lo yisa bat amay aret. But whatever the case is, don't marry the daughter of an amay aret. Why? Bipnei shehen sheketz unashotehen sheretz. Right? He says, because they are shekets, look at Rashi, they shekets and their wives are sherets. She'enan zehirot b'mitzvahs. Okay, you got to be careful. Va'al benotehenu omer, on their daughters, right? Aru shochev im kol behema. Curses the one who sleeps with animals. This is the daughter of Amarati. Right? Tarebi omer, Amaretz, isn't this? Amaretz asur lechol basar. And Amaretz isn't allowed to eat meat. Why? Shneimar zot torata behema va'of. Torata be'ma'avof. You have to know the Torah before you eat it. The Amaretz can't eat meat. That's the Torah. Right? Kol ha'asei b'torah mutar lechol basar be'ma'avof. Anybody eat Torah is. B'chol she'en osek b'torah asur lechol basar be'ma'avof. Ka'am Rabbi Lazar, Amaretz mutar, listen to this, le'nochro b'yom ha'kipurim shechal yom b'shabbat. You can like, nochro means like basically kill him and make his body full of holes. Like make it, you know, like poke him up. Right? Make his body full of holes. Mutar lechol b'yom ha'kipurim shechal yom b'shabbat. Amur l'tamidav, Rebbe, amur l'shochato. You mean not l'nochro, l'shochato. They aren't arguing about whether you're allowed or not allowed to kill him. They're just asking about the choice of term. You know, don't you really want to mean like tishechti, not l'chol, like a more appropriate term, you know, a more decent, refined term. So Amalahen, so Rebbe says, no, ze to'en b'shchita is to'en bracha. When you shecht animal, you make a brocha, but ze ain't not to'en bracha. This you don't make a brocha for. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amaretz, asurit lavot imo baderech. You can't even go on a journey with Amaretz. Why? Shenemar, ki hi chayecha v'orech hamecha. The Torah is chayecha, is your life, and the way of your life. Al chayav lo chas. He doesn't care about his own life, because he ignores the Torah. Right? Look at Rashi, al lo chas, dilmot Torah lechiot. Al chayei chaveiro lo koshken. How much more say, why worry about your life? Right? Look at Rashi, v'yesh lidog, shema yargen al kosh, he might kill you. So if he doesn't care about worrying over his life, talking about your life, and you're going to be in a dark place with him, you might actually kill you. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Yochanan, Amar Aretz mutar lo koro kedav. You can cut him like a fish. Amar Shmuel ben Yitzchak umigabor, from his back. And yeah, Rashi says, yeah, the two locha, he's not living anymore to make sure he's not living. Amar Bishchitzos chulin, koro kedav metame be'oil miyad, ve'af agav shemeparper. Amar Shmuel ben Rebbe Yitzchak umigabor. Basically, okay. Tani Amar Yakiva, kishaiti Amar Aretz. Rabbi Akiva has got experience, right? Because he spent most of his life up to the age of 40 in Amar Aretz. Says Kashiti Amaretz, Amarti, Mi Yiteni Tamid Chacham, Ve'en Ashchenu Kachamor. Give me a dog, I want to eat him like a donkey. I want to bite him. In other words, you can see the hate between the Amaratzim and the Tamid Chachamim. Look, I don't want to be, I'm not an expert in history, and I don't want to become this big philosopher over here, but you can probably understand that you can see the disregard that Chachamim had for Amaratzim. So this is how they speak about them. Obviously, they don't treat them very well. So the Amaratzim probably were a little bit upset with the way that the Talmid Chachamim treated them, and therefore they never liked them very much. Now that's what Rabbi Akiva says, that when I was at Amaretz, you know, give me a Talmid Chacham, I chew him up. Amur Talmidav, Rebbe, Amur Kekelev, again, they're picking him out, like with Rebbe. Not on the, I don't disagree with him, but maybe you mean like a dog? So he says, no, Amar Len, Zeno Shech V'Shover Etzim, a dog breaks, V'Zeno Shech V'Eno Shover Etzim. So I'm assuming over here, that the donkey eats and breaks the bones, prefer like a donkey. Katanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Amasi Bitol Amaretz. Anybody who marries his daughter off to Amaretz, Kilu Kofta Umenucha Livnar, if you forced her and you're stuck in front of a lion. Why? Ma'ari Dores V'Ochel V'en Lo Boshe Panim. A lion, he Dores, how do you say Dores? Like tramples. And eats and no shame. Afa ma'aretz make hits v'boel v'ain lo boshet panim. Okay.
This is like you say, ayin yesh mi'ayin. This is a good proof for the whole principle. Ayin yesh mi'ayin.
Okay. Tan Rebbe Elezer Omer, ilmale anu tzuchim lenu masa umatan. So isn't the Shabbat it says, if the Amaratzim never needed us to do trade with us, are you horginotar that kill us? Because they only tolerate us because they need it. Look at Rashi, Imalei Chikhin Anu Lahem, Lemezunotehen Ula Ezratam, are you horginotar? If they never had any benefit from us, they would kill us. Tan Rabbi Chia, call us like we're Amaretz. Is anybody who deals in Torah in front of Amaretz, Kilu Boel Arustu Befanab, as if he's sleeping with his fiance. Shneimar Torah Tzivanu Moshe Morasha Al Tikri Morasha Elam Ma'urasa. I'm not sure I understand this. Rashi says, I suppose you learn in front of an Amharic, you embarrass him because he doesn't have any know anything. He says the Amaratzim hate the Talmidei Chachamim more than the Ovdei Kochamim hate the Jews. And their woman Amaratzim even hate them, hate us even more. Tana Shana v'Piresh Yoter Mikulan. Rashi says Aviyah Shana v'Piresh Talmid Chanshe Shana v'Piresh Min HaTorah. So a Talmid Chochem who learned and then abandoned the Torah. And they know how much the Talmidei Chachamim ridicule or despise the Amaratzim. How much they mistreat them and they belittling, right? In other words, an apikoros, a person who once was frum and learnt and then leaves the world of Torah. So he knows what you think of him. He hates you even more. Right, Torah Banan, Shishad Rav Nuba Amaretz. There's 6 things that say about Amaretz. Ein Moshin Nem Eidut. Rav Rashi, Ein Mezamin Oto Lishmoa Davar La'id Alav. Don't bring him to give witness. Ein Mekanimino, don't receive Eidut, don't bring him as a witness. Get witness from him. Ein Megalin Nahin. So don't give him secret. Rav Rashi, Shum Davar Seted Ifi Sholech Rachil Lagani, they'll expose you. Ein Mekanimino Oto Apitropos, don't appoint him as a custodian. Al Yatomim on the orphans. Don't make him a custodian of the money of the community. Don't walk him. We already saw that. And a seventh idea: if something of his possessions get lost, hashavat aveira doesn't apply to him. You don't have to do it. But as the Gemara says now, the Tanakama. Why doesn't Tanakama include this last one? Because we said 6 things, and the Yash Omer is the 7th thing. So Yash Omer is the new opinion. What does Tanakama say on that 7th thing? He says, Zimnin denafik minei zarem alia va'achile shneimar yachin v'tzadik yavash. He says, sometimes, no, maybe you should machriz an aberato, because he might have a good child, v'achile, and I'll get benefit from it, and therefore you would help him find something that was lost. It's interesting that I think I saw I think it might even be Rashi, if I'm mistaken, but with Moshe when he smit the Egyptian. So it says, Vayar, Ein Ish or something, right?
Ein Ish.
I think Rashi says he checked into the future that no gear would come out of him, that there would be a good person coming out of him, that there was nothing down the line. So there's a similar idea over here that you see that you know maybe there will be something in the future. Okay. V'chein, now we go back to our Mishnah. Okay, so we have a bit of a sidetracking now. Now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'chein Misha Yatza Mirushalayim." Is that it over there? Is that the Mishnah? V'chein Misha Yatza. Rabbi Misha Yatza Mirushalayim. He saw that he had caught you. The Gemara says, "L'meimra Rabbi Meir Savar Kebeitzahu Dechashiv." Because Rabbi Meir said that you only have to go back and burn the stuff, or you do bittul for the chomet if you've got a kebeitzah, not a kezayit. The Gemara says,
no, it's all
the chametz.
It's kodesh.
Yeah, see, I said all the kodesh, all the
shor. The chametz is the chametz is.
No, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said both of them. Rabbi Meir said that both the chametz said zeba kebeitzah. Rabbi Meir said both kebeitzah, whether it's chametz or kodshim. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said zeba ze kezayit, and Chachamim said basar kodesh be kezayit and chametz be kebeitzah. Okay, so. Says Lemaimer to be Meir Savar Kebeitzu de Chashiv, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kezayit Dami Chashiv. Rabbi Yehuda says even a because obviously Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a Kebeitz is Chashiv, it's a bigger amount. But he says Rabbi Yehuda says even a Kezayit is Chashiv. For Amini, but we've got a stereo, we've got a bright that says Arkamehen Mezamnin. When it comes to making a Zimun, right? When it comes to making a Zimun, we know you've got to add people up to this. This is Masechet Brachot Daf Memhei. We all learned this from the Shlosha Sheachlu, right? When it comes to making a Zimun, Ad Kezayit. Tanakama says ad kezayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad kebeitza. It's the other way around. Tanakama, we assume he's Rabbi Meir. And he says ad kezayit, and Rabbi Yehuda says ad kebeitza. So what's chashuv to form a zimun? Rabbi Yehuda says you need a kebeitza. And Rabbi Meir is the one who says kezayit. So I'm Rabbi Yochan says simple, muchlef ad ashita, change the shittas around, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda says kezayit, Rabbi Meir says kebeitza, the fitzi beautifully without Gemara now. Abaya says, no, what are you talking about? Lo lam lo tipuch, don't change the shittas around. Hatam bekrai pligi. It's completely different. They, Masechet Beitzah, they're arguing over a pasuk. And that's why they have a different opinion. Hacha besvara pligi. Yeah, they're talking about a svara. Yeah, it's just logic whether it's a kebeitzah or a kezayit. Hatam bekrai pligi. In Masechet Brochas there with regards to Zimun, it's a pasuk. We marry Savar when the pasuk says, Vachalta vesavata verachta, right? So he says, Vachalta is achila. Vesavata zushtia. And what's achila? Achila is a kezayit. Like we know, any time that you chayv on achila, it's a kezayit. So it says, Vachalta vesavata. It doesn't mean Vachalta and to be saveya. It just means achalta. And achalta is a kezayit. Rabbi Yudah Savar, Rabbi Yudah says, the pasuk is Vachalta vesavata is achila. So what's achila? We have to achila, sheyesh basvia. And the Ezuzur, Kabaitzah. So when you survey, when you satisfied with eating with the Kabaitzah, we understand that. There's a chiluk there in how to actually understand the Pasuk. That's why Rabbi Meir says Kazait and Rabbi Yudah says Kabaitzah. Avahacha Batya, with regards to leaving the Beit HaMikdash and having food in your pocket, whatever the case is, Besvara Pligi. He has already no longer a Pasuk. This is Svara. To Rabbi Meir Savar, Chazarato Ketumato. You go back. When do you have to go back? The same amount of food in your pocket, it would have become tame. And now we know what's tuma. Tuma has to be at least a kebeitzah, right? So ma tuma to kebeitzah. So therefore, af chazarato be kebeitzah. Remember, here says kebeitzah. There he said bachalta any achil, not any achil of svias. Therefore, it's kezayin. Here it's only like tuma. What's tuma kebeitzah? Therefore, tumeta. The other savar chazarato be isuro, not related to tuma to, related to isuro. What's already the isur over here, right? How much is the amount? Look at Rashi. Beisuro shel chometz v'basar kodesh nami mishe nifsal beyotze asur achila, right? And what's isuro? Maishu bekezayit al chazor bekezayit becomes really asur if you belina or yitziv take a nes in the kezayit up to kezayit then it becomes asur. So just like the isur is a kezayit, so al chazorato you have to go back with the kezayit. That's why they're different shittos altogether. Rabbi Natan Omer ze v'ze. So we had a third opinion over here that Rabbi Natan says both kochim and both chometz is keshtei beitzim, go beitzim, below hodulo chachamim. End of over here.